the rest of the story. Richard Warren and Alva Curtis were the original odd couple of private enterprise, a unique mismatch in the history of business partnerships. Dick was a robust, handsome fellow with a mustache, a dapper dresser. He was energetic, aggressive, in a word, impressive. And he was a gambler business-wise, a bold, brash risk-taker. Al, by contrast, was subdued, cautious, a gentle man. Tall and strikingly thin, he wore high collars and black suits mostly, reminded some folks of a Methodist minister. Dick and Al, an imperfect pairing of the impulsive and the practical, demonstrative, indomitable Dick, the ultimate manipulator, quiet, uncomplicated Al, ultimately manipulable. That's why it worked out as long as it did, I suppose. Dick always got his way. He'd been a fighter from the beginning. At 15, he was already the family breadwinner. To supplement his $6 a week salary as a railroad freight agent, he sold lumber and coal to hometown residents. Then he started selling watches. He bought them for $12, sold them for $14. With a lean, hungry ambition and a true salesman's optimism, he built up his little watch business, turned it mail order, netted about $5,000 in 6 months, and gave up railroading. After a while, Dick considered the profit margin potential of purchasing watch parts and doing his own assembling. Well, Dick knew nothing about watchmaking, so he placed an ad in the newspaper for a watchmaker. The ad ran April 1, 1887, was answered almost immediately by a young man named Al. And that's how it all began. Al was a pushover who apparently never tired of being pushed over. He kept his mouth shut, did his job. That made him an ideal employee, an even better business partner as far as hard-hitting, go-getting Dick was concerned. Al's weak knees did buckle eventually. The business owed more than it was worth. That scared Al. He ran to Dick, begged out. Al was worried about his health, he said, and the pace, and the nerves, and the books Al wanted out. Well, Dick let him out. Paid him $25,000 for his one-third interest in the company. So was their 3 years of partnership dissolved. Both lost at life in different ways. Dick, who stayed with the business, became a multimillionaire, but his white-hot enthusiasm burned him out. He died at 50. Al, the slow burner, lived to be 84. Consequently, he lived to go broke during the crash of 29. Lived to return hat in hand to the old company. Dick was gone, the business enormous. The folks in charge gave Al a low-paying job answering mail. Then they put him at a desk near the front door on exhibit to show customers what a co-founder looked like. And so the saga of Dick and Al. In the eyes of history, their names are permanently entwined. Even though they differed so, and even then, a mere 3 years. For Alva Curtis Roebuck might have told you, there never was a softer side of Richard Warren Sears. Because now you know the rest of the story.